5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You may or may not have heard about a recent corruption investigation into Joe Biden and his family. So I wanted to take a deeper look at this and speculate whether it's actually going to see any results. And I'm personally quite cynical. I've always held the opinion that politicians never get their just desserts, and I don't think that's going to happen here, but I think something might happen with old Hunter Biden. I think he's going to be the fool guy, and I'll explain why I think that based on all of this evidence, which seems to have a different nature to some of the previous stuff, but then I'm not going to be too optimistic about it because I know how these things work. They very rarely see actual, tangible, satisfying results.
Well, if you don't mind me giving my opinion beforehand, and hopefully it'll change as we go through. Mm-hmm. My general assumption with things like this, if a large political family, a dynasty, is being investigated in such a way, I assume nothing will immediately come of it until, say, the regime as it exists. If this family is no longer getting them what they need, mm-hmm. if they want to move them out of the way, then they'll bring it back so they have something in their back pocket to be able to remove them and cycle through elites. For instance, everybody always goes on about how Justin Trudeau did blackface, mm-hmm. Which should be a massive scandal, but no one really cares, right?
I don't care, but it's funny.
It is funny, but you would think that the people in charge, given that they're so obsessed with wokery and whatnot, would care enough to be able to make a big scandal out of it. They haven't, because I think Justin Trudeau is still useful to them. And I think as soon as he stops being useful to them, that's when all of a sudden it will matter and it will become a big national scandal in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then they can shift him away so they can get someone more useful in charge.
Yes, it's just a good reason to remove someone from power other than, you know, we don't like them anymore. We want a new puppet. But this is the Biden family investigation page. And this is obviously the House Oversight Committee. So I'm going to read what it says about it because it's interesting in its framing. So Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise US national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. I would say that's a pretty given thing, isn't it? Members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling access to the highest levels of government to enrich themselves, often to the detriment of US interests. We are committed to following the Biden family and associates' money trail, consisting of many complex international transactions worth millions of dollars, providing answers to the American people. The American people deserve to know whether their president's connections to his family's business deals occurred at the expense of American interests and whether they represent a national security threat. I would say yes to all of the above, personally. I will clarify why, because I have done a lot of work digging into this.
You looked through the images that were found on Hunter Biden's laptop, and he's never been the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The spark of joy has just left his eyes so long ago.
I've got a 1,000-yard stare. Sometimes when I'm asleep at night, I have nightmares of a looming phallic object
oh, dear.
Casting a shadow above me. But enough of my nightmares. On to this. This is an article from Breitbart talking about some of the results that this committee have achieved. So it reads, the Treasury Department will comply and release suspicious activity reports, SARs. If you read that out of context, the Treasury Department's going to release SARs, as in the disease.
And the Biden's going to need a lot of chicken soup to recover.
Yeah, it's another lab incident. generated by the Biden family and their associated associates' business transactions to the House Oversight Committee, Breitbart News has learned. The Treasury's compliance to disclose the SARs is a massive development in the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family business to determine if President Joe Biden is compromised by Communist China. The committee is investigating the Biden family business for 9 violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. US banks have flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money tagged for further review by the Treasury. SARs often contained evidence of potential criminal activities such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. The suspicious records will provide details about how the family business operates and desired transparency on Hunter, James, and Frank's foreign business transactions, along with knowledge of whether Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family's business. I'm going to review that claim, and I think maybe yes. On January 11th, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, a Republican from, I think that's Kentucky, demanded the Treasury turn over suspicious bank records, but the Treasury had denied Comer's request, citing improper disclosure of the relevant information that could reduce the Biden administration's ability to conduct law enforcement, intelligence, and national security activities, which is a non-reason, isn't it? Because surely their mandate to conduct such activities should be renounced if they're actively corrupt. So it should be central to this investigation, to any reasonable person, that you find out whether they have a stake in misrepresenting the nature of what they're doing. The Treasury's compliance comes after the committee's probe has so far met resistance from Hunter Biden and from some of his associates, such as Serbian politician Vuk Jeremic, I think, and Hunter's art dealer.
We might have to censor that man's name.
What do you mean?
Vuk.
Oh, right. Went straight over my head. While the probe has met resistance, the committee has found a few key individuals willing to comply. The Biden family's former top financial lieutenant, Eric Schwerin, I think.
Lieutenant, we're English.
Well, he's American, so I can call it that. Is expecting to soon provide requested documents to the committee. Schwerin, who shared bank accounts with Joe Biden, was dubbed the family's money man and was also the president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, which is a very important business created by Hunter Biden that seems to be a nexus for lots of unaccountable money flowing through it. For example, I believe the mayor of Moscow's wife donated a significant number of millions to this business that had only just been set up by Hunter Biden, who has no qualification to run a law firm.
So it's a law firm, but also a fund.
Well, I'm not entirely sure what it does. I mean, it's been framed as a law firm.
I imagine not being entirely sure of what it does is part of the point.
Yes. I mean, I did a fair amount of digging as well. They also, as a bit of an aside, that Joe is directly implicated because when some of the emails leaked from Hunter's laptop, there was mention of getting Joe a key to their office building, as in he's involved in some way. Why would he need an office if he's in no way involved whatsoever? And that's been denied, even though, you know, we've got the email evidence that Joe was never involved in Hunter's business dealings, which makes me think that rather than trying to deny that Hunter is corrupt, they're just going to make him the fool guy because Joe is implicated in Hunter's business dealings. He's actively lied, provably lied.
So it's just best to discredit Hunter and try and make it discredit him in such a way that gives some plausible deniability for Joe.
Mm-hmm. So for example, there's a very notable case of when Joe Biden was sent out to China, believe it or not, he was there to kind of pacify the Chinese because at the time, I think it's around 2013, 2014, the Xi Jinping was militarizing in the South China Sea. It was a big controversy, but that's not the important thing. He was there on behalf of the then president, Barack Obama, to de-escalate things. It was a political trip, but then Hunter came with him in Air Force One or Two. I can't remember which one it was, but you know, one of the presidential airplanes, and he was meeting with a Chinese man, Yi, who had a stake in a company which was 80% owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And he ended up introducing Yi to Biden at the time. And then one of Biden's aides, who later resigned, brought up that, isn't this a conflict of interest? This looks really bad. We shouldn't be doing this. And apparently, Joe Biden shouted at them to the point where they just shut up and left. And apparently had a reputation when it came to Hunter of just being so horrible to people that they would just go away and give up, which
I mean, Joe, I would like, or to Hunter? See.
Joe.
So if somebody said, hold up, isn't your son being in contact with Chinese state agents who have massive have massive stakes in companies, isn't that a conflict of interest? Joe Biden would just scream at them until they went away.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And there's also, of course, all of the stuff with like leave 10% for the big guy, that those messages that were linked. And then I think it was Bob Blinsky, someone like, I think that was his name, whereby he was involved, but then he said, hey, this is a conflict of interest. This is really risky. I hope you know what you're doing. And then eventually he's just like, yeah, this is too hot for me. I don't want to be involved. And ended up talking to Fox about it. And he was saying that, yes, I think it was Jim Biden. Bablinski and Jim had a discussion about this money. And he was just like, well, Bablinski said, well, how are you going to get away with this? This is blatant. And Jim reportedly said, I think we have the message exchange, plausible deniability. So it's not saying, well, there's nothing wrong going on. It's more, yes, well, we've got plausible deniability. So it's pretty evident.
That's basically an admission of guilt.
It is, yeah. And mysteriously, lots of people in the Biden family, although, you know, not being Joe Biden himself, have become mysteriously very rich. I mean, it's funny, isn't it?
So I wish it was that easy for plebs like us.
Mm-hmm. So following on from this information that we've known for quite some time, House Oversight Chair Comer quietly subpoenas bank records for Hunter Biden's business associates. And I believe this is someone called Walker, wasn't it? I think. Let's have a quick read through the article. So House Oversight Chairman James Comer has quietly subpoenaed Bank of America asking for records relating to three of Hunter Biden's business associates. The committee's ranking Democrat, Rep. Jamie Raskin, disclosed in a letter sent to Comer on Sunday. The subpoena was broad and called for all financial records spanning 14 years beginning in 2009, which coincidentally is where I started my investigation. So I think he's got it right in starting at 2009. According to a copy of the letter obtained by CNN, Bank of America has since turned over a considerable number of materials in compliance with the subpoena. A source familiar with the communications told CNN. The subpoena specifically targets US citizen John Robinson, Rob Walker, and other associates of President Joe Biden's son Hunter, who formed a joint venture with executives of CEFC China Energy, a now bankrupt Chinese energy conglomerate, according to the letter. So that was Yi's company who met with Joe and Hunter. Actually, Yi gave Hunter Biden, and he acknowledges this, a large diamond or an expensive diamond as a gift.
Oh, just a friends and family gift through PayPal.
You know when you meet one of your business associates and you just give them a big diamond.
But I've done it many times.
Mm-hmm, even crack-smoking prostitute hiring Hunter said publicly that was kind of weird.
I mean, my big thing with anything related to Hunter Biden, don't expect the crack-smoking whoremonger to be able to keep his mouth that clapped shut, you know?
Mm-hmm. His penchant for Parmesan cheese, I mean, is well known. If you don't know, he accidentally smoked some cheese thinking it was crack. He admitted this himself. So moving on to this Daily Mail article, Republicans demand interview with Serbian UN official over his business relationship with Hunter Biden. GOP claims politicians introduced top Chinese Communist Party official to president's son. So they really are going for a global network associated with Hunter Biden here. And then we have this New York Post article. Russian billionaires who shopped for US property with Hunter Biden, dine with Joe, dodge sanctions. So the fact that these people who are friendly with Hunter and Joe,
they get the special benefits,
mysteriously avoid sanctions. I wonder where this money's coming from. I mean, I couldn't possibly conclude that maybe there may have been a change of hands for change of funds for political favors here. Mm.
Who was it? I know that all of a sudden out of nowhere, Hunter Biden decided that he was an artist now and was producing artwork that was vastly overvalued, yes, as most modern artwork is. Who was it who was buying? Wandering. Yeah, who was Sorry, it who I was buying that?
I don't know. Mm. Funny, isn't it? So it's also worth mentioning as well that the White House won't say why Hunter Biden tied Russian oligarchs avoided sanctions. Fishy stuff, isn't it? Hmm, strange. I mean, wouldn't it be Joe making the decisions here, but they're associated with Hunter Biden? But wouldn't that imply some sort of business relationship with Joe? Hmm, I don't know.
Must be a coincidence. I think you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's basically true, isn't it? And then even the New York Times is posting opinion pieces saying Hunter Biden has some explaining to do. This is at the end of February. So when outlets that are willing to publish the 1619 project are just like, yes, actually, maybe there is something to this. You know that the Overton window has somewhat shifted a little bit.
Well, no, that's the thing. When an organization like the New York Times starts reporting on this kind of story in this kind of way, I assume that, like you say, there are moves being made internally to make Hunter Biden the fall guy, as you've yes. suggested.
And I think that that's probably what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to touch Joe. But if you want to know the extent of the business dealings, I did this article all the way back on the 24th of January, 2021. And since then, we have had more information. But I thought that this was quite damning and resounding all on its own.
I'm sure everything in here is still very relevant to what's going on today.
It's not to
toot your own horn.
That's
no,
the one.
Go on, toot away.
I'm quite proud of what I've done here in that I've built a timeline. If you can scroll down, John, just tracing all of the business dealings in a sort of linear way so you can see how it all ties together, because there are lots of disparate articles describing stuff, but you don't get the full picture. And I think you can get the full picture of the corruption and how it links to Joe from this. This is free to read, so we're not making any money out of plugging this necessarily. I just think it's important to draw attention to it. Because it's such a significant thing, I'm of the opinion that there is corruption going on, that Joe Biden is involved in it, and that he should be removed from office because it's a conflict of interest. But we'll see.
You make a compelling case.
Whether the committee actually amounts to anything. But yes, this is talking about Yi, the company, Ukraine as well, and Burisma, Hunter Biden, of course, getting on the board of I think it's an oil or gas company, or both, even though he has no experience in that industry. And his father was then vice president, who also happened to be negotiating with the Ukrainian government about the nature of their government. And he even leveraged, I think, a $1 billion investment to try and get a chief prosecutor ousted. And we have the phone calls. We've heard it go on. It was recorded. It's been released. It seems like it's unaltered, although it's obviously difficult to tell. But it seems like they were just using this money as a bludgeon to get political change that's more favourable to their regime's interests. Not America's interests, but the Biden camp's interests and the Democrats more broadly. So there's very clear underhanded things going on here. I think that this is a good thing to check out. It'll be linked in the description and in YouTube or in the reading list on the website. So I very much implore you to check it out. And finally, this is something that you do have to be a member of the website for.
This is what we'll make money out of.
Yes. just to be transparent, because of course it would be a bit silly, wouldn't it, to be talking about shady corruption and weaseling in this. But yes, this is me talking to Carl, basically trying to blackpill him about the absolute state of Hunter Biden. And this is the more salacious, gossipy side. We did do another one talking more about the political side, but I think with the article and this hangout that we did, you get a very clear picture, because this
Would
is all
Would you
recommend
of the, people watch the video or just listen to the audio of this one?
There's no horrible images, if that's what you're asking.
I know, well, there's a giant NS, not safe for work warning.
It's more
the
topics. I mean, it's every brand of degeneracy under the sun in one video.
All right.
But yes, if you want to feel horrifically depressed and scarred at the same time, as I did after reviewing the information, you can check that out as well.
Remember, if we've censored anything in this video, Josh had to see the uncensored version first. So you can at least chuck us a fiver just to make it worth it for Josh.
It'll be my therapy fund. I have seen Hunter Biden's penis more times than I care to admit.
Oh, dear.
No one should have to do that.
I mean, once is too many times.
It is, yeah. But don't worry, there is none of that in that video, so you're safe to watch it. So hopefully this investigation, more seriously, actually does impact Joe, because it is being done by Republicans who have a vested interest in targeting Joe, but it's whether they can actually get it to stick. I think it'll probably stick on Hunter Biden, and if anything comes of it at all, it'll be Hunter that's the fall guy. And I think they're going to try and time it, the Republicans, that is, to coincide with people running for 2024 so that they can have maximal impact. So it's something to pay attention to, but I don't think we're going to have immediate results, because I imagine that the Republicans are going to leave this to drag out for a while so then it can have maximal impact politically on the subsequent election, presidential election.
That would make the most political sense.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is probably going to happen. And I've got my fingers crossed, perhaps naively, that something is going to happen about it, but don't hold out any hopes yet.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Epoch series, this episode on the Texas Revolution. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.